This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Durban University of Technology, they have clarified that there is no affiliation with an alleged bogus matric school operating from its premises. After hundreds of grade 12 learners arrived to write their NSC examination, but they were not issued with legitimate examination numbers. So Democratic Alliance spokesperson in KZN, Sakile Mngadi, added that the school or matric scholars reportedly under the leadership of Nombuso Mtshali received over 8,000 rands from each learner. And DUT has noted that it was aware of the reports and there was no relationship with the matric scholars. The South African Qualifications Authority, the body that oversees the national qualification framework, NFQ, in the country, and the main function really includes developing and implementing the NFQ, registering qualifications and evaluating foreign qualifications, you know, for use in the country and ensuring quality assurance in education and training, which is why we thought it would be very important to have this conversation with someone who has better understanding on how you go about checking these institutions, whether they are well registered and the qualifications are accredited or not. Our guest is Senior Specialist Communications and Advocacy, Ms. Nkosing Pile Nyalungu. Thank you for joining us. Are you well?
I'm well, and thank you so much for inviting me on your show. And I'd also like to put the listeners at home or wherever that they are listening to the show.
Thank you very much. And hopefully they will grab some very key pointers from this conversation we're about to have. Maybe let's start here because this seems to be a problem for a lot of people. How can prospective students easily check if a college is officially registered with the Department of Education or the relevant national authority?
That's a very important and critical question. You know, when it comes to prospective students, they can verify colleges or any higher institution of learning, you know, on the official registration, you know, database in the Department of Higher Education and Training on their website. So there are active, registers for all active institutions along with active colleges, which they are listed there. And those lists are always updated, regularly, because it's important that, you know, DHET does the quality checks, you know, when it comes to those institutions of higher learning. Yeah. So the registers are two on the department's website. One, it is the register of private colleges. And number two, it is the register of private higher institutions. And then for verification processes, you know, any individual can visit the department's website on www.dhet.gov.za. And what they can do, they can go under resources, then they will click under registers. Then they will find those registers. And then one can check in terms of the legitimacy of that particular institution in terms of its registration status.
Sure.
And the most important information about this particular registers is that, you know, they don't only show the registration status, but they also show the qualifications that are offered by this particular institutions, especially in terms of what they are accredited to offer. And those qualifications, if they are registered indeed, you'll find them on the side that they've got the SAQA qualification ID number. And then with that number, it is very unique per institution, and you can be able to verify if that qualification is indeed registered, you know, as well at the South African Qualifications Authority. And then once, you know, the prospective student has confirmed the institution's registration, they may proceed to check if, you know, that qualification is accredited indeed, you know, if that institution is accredited indeed to offer that particular qualification. And you know, there is an email address as well where they can verify in terms of whether they are not finding that particular college they are looking for.
Sure.
Or maybe the institution. And, you know, the DHET numbers are there, which I will share, you know, towards the end of the show.
Are there any red flags that we as parents should look out for, or maybe even the students themselves, that might indicate that an institution is operating without proper registration or accreditation?
Yeah, there are a lot of red flags, and it's important that, you know, students should be aware, you know, when we start the process of you know, wanting or checking if this particular institution they are interested in, you know, is really indeed legitimate. So I'm going to list, you know, the red flags as we go. you know, you find that most of these institutions, especially if they are bogus, they would say that, you know, you can they can promise jobs after graduation. We know that an institution can offer any jobs, but you find these ones to say that, you know, if you register after 24 months or so, we'll be offering you, you know, a job. And when you look at their website, they offer 2 degrees for the price of 1, as well as a huge discount, you know. And when you check, you know, in terms of public or private institutions, you can see that, you know, prices, they are very high. So why would this one, you know, like, offer such a huge discount?
Sure.
So it's one of the things that, you know, students should be aware of. And they also exaggerate a lot, you know, in terms of their credibility. You know, they keep on emphasizing we are legit. And most of them, you find that they use names, you know, which are similar or identical, you know, to prestigious universities such as your Cambridge or your Oxford universities. You know, so there's so much that you can tell to say, but there is one Cambridge University or Oxford University.
Yeah.
Where is this one going here? You know, so that is a red flag on its own. And the absence of a physical address in most cases when you go on their online platform, on their website, you can see that, you know, if there's no address, then it's a red flag. Why there isn't any location, you know, towards this particular institution? So one needs to be really aware of that. And
yeah.
Then their local tuition as well, you know, when you look at it, they will tell you that, you know, we are offering qualification on behalf of a foreign or international university. That's another red flag. So I think, you know, these are the main ones that we encounter, especially when we talk to a lot of students.
Yeah, briefly, as we part ways, I mean, our colleague in studio here walked away when they discovered that the institution was a scam. What do you normally advise people to do once they've discovered?
The first thing is to report the matter with the Department of Higher Education and Training immediately when you find out that this is indeed a bogus institution. You know, you may claim for a refund if you were scammed by any bogus college or higher education institution by informing the department, because that is where you need to start, because then they will advise you. They will also issue a written confirmation of whether the college or institution or the qualification, you know, is indeed accredited or this institution is registered. Therefore, you may also approach the college management or the higher institution's management and request a refund.
Yeah.
If they refuse to refund, you have an option to approach the small claims court for assistance, provided that the amount you are claiming is not more than 15,000 rand. And then if it is more than that, then you may use a private lawyer or seek help from the Legal Aid Board.
Mm.
You may also report the matter to the South African Police Services, because that is a fraud case.
Loud and clear. Nkosingiphile, thank you very much for making time to chat to us this afternoon. And I'm sure there was a lot of important pointers that our listeners got to pick up from this. We are fast approaching that season where people are going to be desperate looking for space because they couldn't apply on time or financially things were not making sense then. Senior Specialist Communications and Advocacy, Ms. Nkosingiphile Nyalungu, joining us for today's Campus Trends.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.